Good afternoon. Denny J here, K5DCC, Echo Mike 36, for an episode of My Favorite Pastime. No contacts made today because I don't have all the equipment to do linears. But being as it's so nasty outside, lots of rain, lightning and thunder, and pools of water everywhere, I decided to just tune around on my ICOM IC746 Pro and listen to some of the linear satellites. So please enjoy this compilation of several contacts on several of the different linear birds today for My Favorite Pastime.
What do they say on their website? Did they do work use LLTW?
Some of them
Yeah, maybe that's all he's gonna get. Yeah. Well, that's better than nothing, I guess.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm at 371 right now.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm up over almost 230 now.
Wow, you're getting pretty quick there.
Yeah, yeah. About a week ago, it was about 200, I think.
Yeah, I think I seen that. Was it KE9AJ that's got, has to get one more grid for 488 at South Atlanta 88?
Say it again.
There's one guy on Twitter, I think it was Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Zulu, that needs one more grid to get 488. It was Delta Lima 88.
Okay, I'll get grid master, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sure he's going to be trying to hit those guys down there and Zulu if they make it.
Well, anyway, I submitted for the with the KCC, you know, when I hit 200. So he was
some of the guys at the top of the list, hey, with those guys up there over, you know, like 1,200 or something.
Oh, wow, geez, 1,200. Well, I've had over 5,000 QTOs, but a lot of them have been the same people.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't count. I mean, I think that's what somebody unique ones.
Yeah, there's something you can get on AMSAT for the amount of QTOs you've had. I seen one guy, he got an award for 1,000. But I thought, that's no big deal, it's only a whole lot.
K7, Victor November Echo, Delta Mike 43, Kilo Z, Kilo 7, Victor November Echo, Delta Mike 43. CQ Satellite, CQ Satellite, Kilo 7, Victor November Echo, Delta Mike 43. K7 Victor November Echo Delta Mike 43 QRZ Q7 Victor November Echo Delta Mike 43 QRZ.
Kilo 7.
Right on top of us almost, but good to hear you on today. It's been a while since we've talked. So WADH-K0-Juliet Mike, back to you.
Yeah, just looking and have you in a log here before. And good to talk again. And playing the linear birds today. Worked RS-44 earlier. And on the tail end of its path, I was hearing European stations coming through, so it's got a pretty good footprint.
low flying one.
No,
but,
no,
we have something a little bit bigger. All right, so I'd like to get some QRM. And nice talking to you, Mark. Say 73s, good morning. K0JM, Whiskey 8 Echo Hotel.
Yeah, it's real good. Have you talked to Bob lately?
I know he was calling you on the repeater the other day. Told you there was a AM show, Bob.
Yeah, I see you. That's better there. That sound better to you?
Yeah, you sound good. Your frequency a little bit.
Yeah, I'm circular polarized Yagi antennas.
Okay, and did you hear me tell you I built the two Helix antennas? I've been pretty happy with them.
You know, it feels good. You can hear the satellite well and sounds pretty good.
Well, they don't seem to be, I don't seem to need the elevation part of it. They seem to pick it up anyway. So it's, they're not apparently as elevation sensitive as other antennas.
You know, they say that what in part about you, I don't know what your reference is, but if you can set the elevation about 15 degrees, you can pretty well work almost everything.
Well, that's about where I am. I'm probably closer to 20 degrees, but that's exactly my experience the last, so I don't know, but.
Okay, you know, very good. Yeah, Don, I worked you back on the 28th of February on the KS program.
Okay, boy, I can remember. PC 32 and have a rotor control, so I'm all set up now.
Yeah, I'm having a follow-up because I changed radios. I've got the 9700 icon now.
I can't even hear them on downlink, and you know, it's no problem on the UHF uplink, but of course, VHF uplink, the UHF is the third harmonic, so I didn't have that trouble with the A2-847 at all, but I had them with this ICOM, so I don't know what I'm going to have to probably put a filter up there.
Yeah, now, you know what, I haven't worked enough birds in that mode to really tell you. Next time I run into you, I will have done that, and I'll let you know, buddy.
Okay, I'm still working on it, trying to even tighten the filters down, but that didn't help either, so there we go. But I like the Zap 9700, it sounds great, because I like the scope, you can see where the satellite signals are.
Yeah, it sounds like what you're running into is just fundamental overload on the front end there in Mode J.
Well, I've run the RF gain down, so I'll try to run it down some more here.
No, fundamental overload, there's not much you can do about it except for that. And that's hard to do, that's what it is. And I'm going to look and next time where it's in J. I'm going to try it out and see if I have the same problem.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of the linear satellites today. It's been kind of a dreary, rainy day. No weather to be standing out there with an aero antenna and your radio gear exposed to the rain. But I've enjoyed just tuning around here on my ICOM IC-746 Pro, which has 2 meters on it. And a lot of these birds have a downlink of 2 meters, 145 dot whatever. So I've enjoyed tuning across the little portions of the bands on each pass. Some of them are 20 megahertz wide, some are 50 megahertz wide. The 440 or the 70 centimeter side is often a little bit more space, up to 50 megahertz wide, I think. But it's kind of interesting to hear the beacon in CW and hear the single sideband signals coming off the birds, multiple conversations going on at the same time, and a lot more conversation than just grid square and call sign. So I enjoy listening. I can either do it here with my base rig here in the shack, or I can take my D74 outside in sideband mode and tune that dial and tune in the signals pretty well there. And plus I can record them there too. This I was just recording from my signal link. So just thought you might like to hear what it's like with having conversations on a linear bird instead of an FM bird. Anyway, I hope you're having a good day. Enjoy the hobby. There's a lot of things you can do, and satellite's just one of them. 73. God bless. Have a good day. Hi, this is Extra Class Amateur Radio Operator, K5DCC. I just upgraded to my Extra Class last year. You know how I did it? I used HamTest Online. Did you know that HamTest Online is the top-rated study program on eham.net? 97% of reviewers gave them 5 stars. They have more 5-star user reviews than all other study methods combined. And success is guaranteed. If you fail the amateur radio license exam, they will refund your subscription. It's a no-brainer. You pass the exam or get a full refund. Try it for yourself at hamtestonline.com.